IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers in the program or in the studio are Brother Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. Brother Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. At your service.
Welcome. Well, we are talking about or criticizing the movie Dune, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, from a couple of episodes ago onward up until now. And inshallah, and hopefully we are going to continue criticizing this movie because we haven't finished in the previous episodes about it. But before that, let's take a listen to a short part of the movie Dune, and then we'll get back. Stay with us.
Did you have to go that far?
You chose to train him in the way, in defiance of our rule. He wields our power. He had to be tested to the limits. So much potential wasted in a male. You were told to bear only daughters, but you in your pride thought you could produce the Kwisatz Haderach.
Was I wrong?
You're lucky he didn't die in that room. If he is the one, he has a long way to go. His sight is barely awakened, and now he goes into the fire. But our plans are measured in centuries. We have other prospects. If he fails his promise.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. Well, we are trying to criticize the movie Dune, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, with Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, let me start this episode with you about this important concept of Messiah, Savior, Mahdaviya, sort of, right? You know, they are talking about in that part about the one with so much power. Mm. We see this kind of theme recurrently appearing here and there, like in the movie Matrix, right?
Yeah.
The one.
Yeah.
You keep hearing it, you know? Well, this notion of savior, is that the idea of Mahdaviyat in every sect, in every religion, in every culture?
Mm. Well, literally, you've just opened Pandora's box.
Exactly.
Because this whole thing is all about, isn't it? The Messiah and Mahdaviyat.
Yeah, true.
And even the second novel is called The Messiah.
Yeah.
So we're expecting the next movie to be about the Messiah himself.
Right.
Now, like I said, I think I mentioned in one of the other episodes, that the concept of the one or the Messiah, so depending on how you want to refer to it, be it the one or be the Messiah, is a concept embedded in the mind of a human being since creation, right? And thus, you see that all the civilization, be it religious or non-religious, they all prophesized a Messiah concept or a Messiah figure. Even if you go to the Aztecs themselves, they predicted the Messiah.
Yeah.
You go to philosophy, in philosophers, they predicted the Messiah. If you go to the Greek mythology, they predicted the Messiah. If you go to even, you know, the Zardoshians and all religions, they all had the Messiah. Even the Buddhists, they believe in the Messiah. Even the Hindus believe in the Messiah. There is no sect, no religion, no, at least let's say, a mind made kind of theology or ideology that does not have the concept of a Messiah that will come at the end of times and cleanse the earth of corruption and what have you and create a sense of justice. So this is a concept shared amongst the humanity, I would say, rather than a specific religion. However, from one religion to another, from one culture to another, that personality changes. So, for example, the Jews...
That it's example they have their conflicts about, right?
Yes. So when it comes to the details of the personality changes. So, for example, if you look at it from a Jewish perspective, they call it the Messiah or the Messiah. When you come to Christianity, they call it Isa alayhi salam, or even the Messiah.
Yes.
When you look at him from a Buddha perspective, they call it Buddha. You look at it from whatever religion you look at, they give you, when it comes to the details, they give you a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the actual personality, it's a common thing between them. It's a common denominator between all religion and all faiths and all logics, right?
That's right.
The details, they differ.
True.
Now, the thing is, a lot of religion, if you compare them in terms of the personality of the Messiah, most religions, they give you little detail to nothing. So most religions, for example, they talk about the time when the Messiah comes and what happens, but they don't talk about the Messiah himself. Where in Islam, for example, it gives you an ample examples of who the Messiah is, an absolute description of the Messiah himself from head to toe, which, mind you, a lot of Muslims don't even know that.
Right.
If you tell them, describe to me the Messiah, they would have no idea. Where in Islam, the Prophet or the Imams, they give an absolute description from his head to his toe, to even the fact, to the details that they would say he would even have, in winter, he would have dandruff, to that precise. So in Islam, we have an ample details of who the Messiah is. Now, clearly,
and probably that's why even I've heard Joe Biden's hired actually a person like an advisor on Islamic studies to teach him about the hidden imam.
Exactly. That was during Eid, when he was delivering a speech, and he said, I didn't know much about the hidden imam. They had to teach me.
Yes.
It is so embedded in the minds of the Westerners now about the Messiah, especially those who are in high power.
Yeah.
They know it for a fact that the imam will come, and that they had to prepare for him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So those who, like, for example, in the American system, in the political system, they have to be ready for the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, I'm not sure if you know this, they have an entire building dedicated to the research about the Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
And I mean, if I have to go into this, I will open another Pandora's box.
Yeah.
So let's close it.
Yeah.
So the concept of Mahdawiya, it's in the mind of people.
Right.
And so now you just need to bring that personality and show it to people. Now, with this movie, you have to keep in mind, they trying to tell you that there is a Mahdawiya, because they mentioned the word Mahdi twice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they look at the preciseness of this. One, the first time that Mahdi was mentioned, they said to him, do you think you are the Mahdi?
Mm-hmm.
And the boy did not say nothing. He says to him, you are too young to be the Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady at the end, she says to him, I don't think you are the Mahdi because you're too young.
Yes.
They compared Mahdi with young. Why? Because we have so many narrations that tells us when the imam comes out. I mean, he's over 1,882 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes out, he says he will come out looking like a boy in his 30s, a young man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the preciseness of these guys. They're very precise. They mentioned Mahdi with looks, the two things that they combine together. So in this movie, the whole idea was about the Messiah that comes and save people. And they made it very clear, abundantly clear. He's not there to save Arrakis. He's there to save the entire universe, mind you. They said universe. And even the universe itself, it has a box of its own.
Yes.
Where I want to even open as well.
Yeah.
They did not even say Earth or not even Arrakis.
Yes.
They said the entire universe. He said a holy war will be led in my name to save the entire universe. I mean, are they saying there are other creatures beyond us?
Exactly. That's another story.
So the idea is of the Messiah is embedded in the minds of people. Now Hollywood, mind you, this is not the first attempt to bring the Messiah. I think we discussed the X-Men. There are other movies that are more direct and precise about the one of the Messiah, even in The Matrix, for example.
Yes.
The one that will come and save. And even in The Matrix, for example, they say, okay, there were many before you that did not succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
As we call them, many people who claim to be the Mahdi, but they weren't.
Yeah.
The one, like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
So like I said, this concept is basically the pillar of this movie.
Yes.
And this is exactly where the writer, or even the director in this case, wanted the viewer to get to, that this personality is actually coming.
So is it because they want the audience to get familiar and be aware of that fact, or is it just because there is the urge in the audience to see that sort of thing?
Look, and when you look at Hollywood, you have to keep in mind it's an evil organization. It's based on evil. It's not there to educate people or to give glad tidings to people. Like, as we say, Nadir and Wabashir, they're not doing tabshir. They're not doing preaching.
So what they are deviating us from what we have.
See, you will see, inshallah, when part two comes on and so forward, that personality himself, they will degrade it to the lowest of points.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? That's the idea. So what they're saying is that when a figure comes out to be acclaimed the Messiah, that's a false one.
Yeah.
Fight him in any way possible.
Exactly. Yeah, true.
That's the aim. They done the exact same thing with X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I keep always referring to it because it's the most precise movie about the Imam alayhi salam, right? So they're saying if such a figure comes, even if he comes with powers, even if he comes with things that he can do that that human beings cannot do, do not believe him. He's a false messiah.
And he said in the movie also, he said that they were talking about him, pointing at him, and he said to his mom that all these things are superstition.
Yeah, he kept saying that it's superstition, that he did not believe in them. Even though in him having visions, he still doesn't want to believe them. He still doesn't want to have anything to do with it. So, and I will end with this. The character himself is a gay person. He's literally, like in his personal life, he's gay.
Yeah.
So why would you bring a messiah and give a character who's gay to play him in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how they're trying to degrade this concept of the messiah from the beginning.
Yes, true indeed. I will ask you more about the messiah and Mahdaviyah, of course, in fact, in the upcoming episodes. But because of the shortage of time, let's take a listen to another short part of the movie, June, produced in 2021, and then we'll be back.
What does it mean? That I could be the one?
You heard. The Bene Gesserit serve as powerful partners to the great houses. But there's more to it.
You steer the politics of the Imperium from the shadows. I know.
You don't know everything. For thousands of years, we've been carefully crossing bloodlines to bring forth
the one.
A mind powerful enough to bridge space and time, past and future, who can help us into a better future. We think he's very close now. Some believe he's here.
All part of a plan.
Back to the program Viewpoint. On IRIB English Radio, we are still criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve, with Sayyid Abdullah and Sissa Asma. Sissa Asma, you know, along with the concept of the one, the Mahdaviyat and the Messiah, what does it mean to be the one? What are the characteristics, you know, that go actually, you know, with or suit to be the one? For thousands of years, we've been crossing bloodlines, this is what they say in the movie, to bring forth a mind powerful enough to breach space and time, past and future, who can help us into a better future. So what are the expectations of a savior or a Mahdi?
Well, I guess I would say that believing that all the human beings have a collective unconscious and all of us are one, so we're searching for the very same thing. And that very same thing we believe in is the one who's going to come and save the entire world from all the tyrants, from all the oppressions, from all the miseries and poverties, whatever bad that, whatever evil that exists in this world. So he must be powerful. He must be resourceful. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He must be, as you saw, they're depicting him with some spiritual talent. Mm-hmm. He's linked with a deeper world.
Yes.
He is the voice of the outer world.
Exactly.
That is, he has got some links to the Almighty, mm-hmm. or whatever he is doing is going to be authentic.
Yes.
And that is the truth and nothing but the truth.
I see.
So he is the perfect idol of what we know as our, in our heritage, Islamic heritage, we call these perfect creatures and infallible ones as our imams. So the one, I guess, is linked to our definition of our imams.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jad, as the host of this program and the rest of the crew. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.